it's a very disappointing statement. We condemn it, the statement made by Minister Chinamas. It's also not just disappointing, but it's also a very dangerous statement. In making those statements, it would show that ZANU-PF has not learnt anything. It has not forgotten anything. It's history in elections. It's history in this country after independence. It's a history of intimidating citizens. And in many cases, we've had the people that have disappeared at the instance of ZANU-PF. We've also had people that have been killed at the instance of ZANU-PF. So when Chinyamaza makes statements like that, we really get quite disappointed. Because he is inciting ZANU-PF members to mistreat any NGO workers who may be going around doing their work.
Would you see NGOs going out to the people and educate them on the new constitution following these statements?
Well, I think that all the NGOs in this country are committed. So whoever wants to educate people will not be deterred by that statement from Chinyamaza. It's familiar intimidation. So I see that no NGO would stand and say, no, I'm not going to be. I hope that everyone will continue with their work despite those kind of statements.
As NCA, what are you doing when you go out to meet with the people?
We have prepared a document which lists all the points that we believe make this constitution not a good constitution. So our material focuses on the defects of the constitution, what are the bad parts, and we are focusing mainly on the presidential powers, which is a very dangerous thing. This country is down because of excessive powers given to one person called the president.